Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Jesus said, watch. Our subject today is be on the watch. And our Bible text is from Luke chapter 21, verses 29 to 31, where Jesus said, he told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Somebody said or asked me if I thought that the rapture was very close. Many people are, especially Christians, they're not willing to hear about the rapture or the second coming of Jesus. The rapture is something that we cannot imagine, is so we cannot understand what it really means. We know all true Christians will go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But we cannot imagine how it is happening. Suddenly, we are taken. Took, we are gone. Suddenly, we will be with the Lord in heaven. For those Christians who are not ready, this will be a great shock. Now they understand that they were not ready. Jesus told the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were ready with extra oil and they went into the wedding hall. But 5 were foolish. They didn't take enough oil with them and their lamps went out. Jesus told this parable about Christians who will either enter the kingdom of heaven or will be shut out. We must be ready every day, every minute. We have to be ready. It can take any moment from now on. Whether you like it or not, the rapture is at hand. The foolish virgins, they thought they would be okay, everything will be going well for them. And many today, they are foolish by thinking that they will be in the rapture, but they're not ready. They're not prepared. They live in the world in the same way as unbelievers. But before Jesus was arrested, he told his disciples, watch and pray. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Throughout the Bible, God always told his people to turn to him and to be prepared. In the days of Noah, people were living into the day. They had parties, weddings, making merry. Everything was going on for enjoyment. But nobody believed what Noah was telling them. Nobody believed it. The same is today. People think only about the next party, the next holiday, the next thing what they want to buy. And poof, the rapture took place. And they will be left behind. God has given us a warning, warning upon warning. When we read the Bible, you see the prophets in the Old Testament, The prophecies about the end. All the prophets talked about this. Jesus spoke about it. The letters in the New Testament are telling about this. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of heaven is close. From earliest times, prophets spoke about the end time, even though they themselves they couldn't imagine how it is. When you read Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and Zechariah, you see many prophecies. Read Matthew 24, read Luke 21, and especially Revelation. They talk about the signs of the end, the things that will take place before the rapture, during the tribulation, and the return of Jesus Christ. What the prophets in the Old Testament couldn't understand is now clear before our eyes every day. They couldn't imagine a car. They couldn't imagine an airplane. They couldn't imagine a rocket. But we are used to them. Even in the most recent years, there has been an increased amount of new inventions. When I was a child, even as a young man, even when I was 35, 40, I couldn't imagine to talk to someone anywhere on the street. We had a telephone in the house, but to see somebody while you're talking to them just was not conceivable. Computers didn't exist. Internet didn't exist. Today, people cannot live without a smartphone. Even 2-year-old babies, they are using the phone. People talk, they chat, they read the whole day. It's all concerned about that small thing. Today, people have no time to talk to each other because they're always occupied. No time to read the Bible, no time to pray. The new inventions take our time. The devil knows how to make us busy. And many Christians, they're falling into this trap. As we are more aware of international events, we have to compare this with the Bible. It talks about signs of the end. In first letter of Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter day times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron." In latter days, that was at the time of Paul. But today, we are in those latter days. Today, people don't believe in the unchanging truth of the Bible. They rather believe what they want to believe. LGBT plus company are infiltrating the society and the churches. There are churches that have the pride flag inside and outside. They defend these evil practices. They give heed to doctrines of demons. God is treated as good is treated as evil, and evil as good. It's a doctrine of the devil himself. When I read of a 15-year-old boy who has killed a 13-year-old child, a girl, I know it's not family problems, it is the problem of demon possession. When we hear of school shooting, we know the devil is involved. If you go to a psychiatric clinic, you see many people who are demon possessed. They could be delivered, but they're locked up. Today, there are many wars. Usually, we side with one side or the other. We need to use our mind to understand what is really going on. God has given us wisdom. He has given us the Holy Spirit. So we have to understand, we have to use that wisdom that He has given us to understand the connections. The war in Ukraine is not a war about Ukraine. They are just a play ball between East and West. The war between Russia and the NATO. This war has started 40 years ago and erupted when Russia invaded Ukraine. It's not my aim to go into that subject now. Just to remember what is happening. The wars in the Middle East, in Israel, they are just about setting the stage for the end time. There is an even greater war going on, that is the UN, WHO, and WEF, against a war against humanity. Euthanasia is a termination of a very sick person, they say, in order to relieve them. Euthanasia is assisted suicide. In the UK, they are debating about a new law. They call it the Assisted Dying Bill. Voluntary euthanasia is where a healthy health professor administers a drug to the patient. Deaths covered by the Assisted Suicide Bill will not be investigated by the coroner. Abortion is another form of murder. Many countries have laws that will allow to abort a baby up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. The leftists, they want abortion possible even to up to birth and afterwards. This is part of the depopulation program of UN, WHO and WEF. Child abuse should be permitted in certain countries. Marriage, understanding between one man and one woman has been changed to marriage between two people of the same sex, even marriage with animals. Sodomy is accepted as normal. There are more signs that we see in the last days. The world has never been worse in morals and anti-humanity. Western countries have lost all shame to talk against God. Jesus said, "Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near." It could happen any time. The rapture could take place any time. The time is right, The trees are blossoming. Read what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verses 34 to 36. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch. I pray that you will not be able and that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down. What Jesus said is, you shouldn't waste your time. Stop thinking about the worries of life. Stop indulging in parties and drunkenness, because the day will come unexpectedly. That day will not only come to some people, it will come to all people of the whole world. It will come to all humans on the whole planet. Therefore, we have to be ready and we have to be prepared. Jesus said, be always on the watch and pray that he may be able to stand before the Son of Man. In Luke 18:1, he said, then he spoke a parable to them that man always ought to pray and not lose heart. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he said, pray without ceasing, without stopping, pray continuously and always. What are we to pray about? We pray against Satan's schemes and agenda. We pray against the globalist agenda. We pray against the demonic deception. We pray for governors and presidents that they may open their eyes and reign with godly fear. They shall not blindly fall into the trap of Satan and globalist ideas and agenda. During COVID times, all countries of the world fell into that trap of fake news and obeyed WHO commands. The whole world was locked up with these false informations and fear mongering. Large numbers of people took and are still taking a fake vaccination. If you cough a little bit somewhere, people move away because they think you're sick. Instantly and uniform, the world came to a standstill, but the enemy triumphed and continued his wicked schemes. These things we have to pray against. If Christians all over the world had not prayed like never before, things would have been worse. We have to watch and pray. See the signs of the coming rapture. Pray against Satan's schemes. Personally, you have to wake up and arise. And if you sleep, I shout to you, wake up, arise, come alive. Overnight, things will change. Therefore, we must pray We must watch and pray and be steadfast. The day is approaching very fast. Be always on the watch and pray that he may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that he may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Mm-hmm.